And we are live. Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Reiner and I Eat Ass, coming at you live to bring you the What's the Fuzz Furry podcast, the only podcast where you can taste the rainbow. Now, I'm actually pretty excited tonight because I get to sit down with a good friend of mine. I've known him for about 3 years now. He's a little white wolf with a quirky sense of humor. Self-proclaimed coffee furry addict. And he spends more than $1,200 on Starbucks a year. You can catch him at Cereza_JD on Twitter.com. How you doing today, John?
First of all, the way you describe me, I'm just appalled. Very appalled.
Oh, what don't you like about it?
It's all good. It's all good.
You wouldn't consider yourself a good boy?
I think I'm a very good boy. 90% of the time.
What about the other 10%?
We don't need to have that discussion. That stays between me and my boyfriend. Thank you very much for your concern.
I mean, if you say so. All right. Well, I actually brought you in today to talk a little bit about how you actually became a furry. Would you mind sharing that with me?
It's kind of funny when I think about it, because I never really considered myself to be a furry at first. I think it all started around 2017-ish when I joined your furry server and I was surrounded by furries. So I think at that point, I kind of just adopted the culture myself. And a year later, I got my own Sona. So I think that's basically where I got it from, because I really didn't consider myself like a gay furry before then. So that's pretty much how it started. And I just kept it ever since that happened.
So you're saying I turned you into a furry?
Basically.
Wow. That is just incredible. I feel very accomplished right now, if I'm honest with you.
Of course you are. And I hate it.
Hmm?
Nothing.
I swear you were about to say something for a moment.
No, I just find it very hilarious.
Oh yeah, it's great. I don't really know how that would like happen unless it was me, you know, influencing you.
You are the type of person that instigates and influences other people to do things. It shouldn't be a surprise at this point.
I will take that as a compliment. Thank you very much, John. Mm-hmm. No, but growing up and stuff, you didn't really think about the animal characters from like Robin Hood or whatever?
Funny you say that, because if there's one thing that I distinctively remember is when I was like 11 years old, when I would watch Space Jam, I was a little bit too obsessed with the fucking giant fucking monsters, and I never knew why. But
oh,
see, it's so funny to me. But I've never told anyone that, but it was always meant to be. It was always meant to be.
You know, when you opened up with Space Jam, I was seeing that going a different direction. Sylvester or Bugs Bunny or, but no, we're interested in the big monsters.
It's so embarrassing.
Hey, man, we all have our things, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, I guess being a furry is more of like a secondary hobby for you rather than something centralizing.
Oh, most definitely. I never thought about it as a main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like my Twitter bio or my profile picture, but it's just something that just so happens to be a thing.
So it's like a special topping, like the icing on the cake.
Basically.
The chocolate sprinkles on the cupcake kind of thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't a furry, it wouldn't really affect your life much at all.
Not really.
You would just have like a different profile picture and you would spend less money on art, basically.
Less money on art and more on food, but more or less, yeah.
I hear you there. Since the fandom just kind of got you in the tail end, since you're how old again?
I'm 18. I turned 18 on May 19th of this year.